Let's Talk. It's a new day, it's a new year. I really enjoy this time in our calendar. For most of us, the hustle and bustle is over. Economically, finances were spent on Christmas, families are still off on winter break from school. There may be a sense of reprieve and a time to rest or reset. You may take this time to reflect and set goals for the upcoming year. And if you are an organized personality type, you're already five steps ahead of the rest of us. Planning, and that means a great deal to you for living an intentional and purposeful life. I like to loosely set goals, and I can get frustrated and disappointed if I set goals and my expectations don't pan out. But I do enjoy resetting and looking forward to what God has in store for us in a new year. A favorite scripture to meditate on of mine at the start of a new year comes from Isaiah 43:18-21. And it reads, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Look, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself so that they may proclaim my praise." It became a trend for my family to travel up to Alabama this week each year. And it's a time to visit my in-laws. And there's not much there but wilderness. So daily we will wander off on an adventure into the woods. And I normally end up on the top of a foothill named Smith Mountain, overlooking a lake, and reflect on the scripture from Isaiah. It's my metaphorical Mizpah. A Mizpah was a high place in the Old Testament where David and others would climb and look out, pondering and seeking God's plan. I like to do that on these adventures, to take in the reality of a loving God who is in control of taking care of all of the little details in creation, to spend time praying to him about the past stuff, turning it over to him, releasing my grip on things, then finding a focus on the unknown of our future. Realizing the one who ordains it is a good God, finding a new refreshment of trust in him for the next year, asking him for help ahead of time for the goals and plans I do have, but also understanding that he has a plan that's different, and surrendering to whatever that is ahead of me. Taking time to slow down does help me to go into a new territory of life, prayed up and ready with a refreshment and peace that comes from a relationship with him. We've been going through the book of Joshua in Thursday morning Bible study, and there's this section in the beginning where they cross the Jordan River with the Ark of the Covenant. The waters are parted, and they walk across on dry ground. To remember what the presence of the Lord did as he passed with them into the land, they were told to pile up 12 stones as a memorial, so that when their children passed by them, they would remember what the Lord had done. And as I look back, I remember a lot of trials from this past year that I didn't see a way through them. We had a hurricane that claimed our roof, insurance company folded, and we were left with no help from them. I tore a tendon in my knee and had a cyst on my tailbone that needed to be removed. Infection, because of that, made me sick for a while, and I couldn't find a doctor to help with the problem. On top of that, it was physically harder to manage my workload. And as a dad, I felt stuck and helpless, not seeing a reasonable way through. But the Lord helped handle most of those trials with a way through to the other side this past year. And I can look back on that and say to my children, remember when that happened, when we didn't know how we could make it, but God did it. And we can enter into this new year thanking him because of that. Thank you, Father, for helping us in the past. May we take some time to pause, seek you, and find confidence to face the new year. You have plans for us as we trust you. Thank you that your presence is behind us and goes before us. In Jesus' name, amen.